41 of the Jockeys podcast. My name is James O'Connor, and this is going to be part two of my 20 key learnings of 2015. Now, as you know, throughout 2015, I had some ridiculously amazing guests week in, week out, really letting us know all their tips, their strategies, the tools that they used to get them from the beginning to the results at the end, which included world championship titles, Olympic Games, running ultra marathon national records, Everest climbers, professors, ridiculous guys like Tanzil Ali, memorizing two yellow page phone books. That's right, over 20,000 digits, company names and the phone numbers. Some crazy stuff from these people, ridiculously successful in their own right, in their own areas. And they shared with me on this podcast all their things that they did that got them those results. And the awesome thing about that is you listening to this right now, it's all about you and all about you taking your own game to the next level. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're in business, whether you are studying at the moment at university or school, doesn't matter. This is for you in your area and your goals to take some bits and pieces, like little gold nuggets, little energizers if you like, and apply them to yourself and get the results. Because the theory of modeling people, modeling their success, if you model exactly what they do, you'll get the same sort of results. And that's what we're all about here. And that's what we're all about, getting you guys winning more, achieving more, and just doing more. And it's super that you're here listening. And for part two, which I'm really excited to get into, and just a recap from part one. Now, if you haven't listened to part one, probably best off to jump back in and have a flick through that one. But I'll read out the first 10 of the 20 key learnings of 2015 from all the guests that I've sort of summarized in 20 key points and ideas that a lot of them had. And a lot of were particularly strong in different areas, which I have gone through here. So from part one, the first 10 were finding your vision. Number two was following your passions. Three, don't be afraid to fail and dream big. Four, surround yourself with greatness, with great people. Five, work ethic. Really have that amazing work ethic day in, day out. Six, train your mind. Your mind is just like your muscles. They can be trained and it can get better. Seven, greatness is in the small things. Really focusing on the small attention to detail, day in, day out results in big results. Eight, hustle, but don't hustle to hustle. Make sure you're very effective in the work that you're doing, and don't just work to brag to your mates that you stayed up to midnight when you're really just doing work to work. Nine, burn the bridge. This is all about, you know, burn the boat or burn the bridge, and then there's no going back. Only way you can go is forward. And it really gets you motivated, really gets you focused when there's no returning from where you're headed. And number 10 of the first part was give light from your darkness. So some individuals I had on the show, particularly like Heath Black, Toby Morrison, went through some really challenging times with Heath, obviously, with suicidal thoughts and dealing with ADHD and bipolar in particular. He is now really sharing strategies and tips for people overcoming those illnesses. And it's all about giving light from your darkness and learning from your dark times so other people can really get through those similar things a lot more effectively and a lot better. So Heath was a superstar. So number 10, give light from your darkness. So that brings us to the final 10, the second part of the 20 key learning, starting with number 11. Now, number 11 is know who you are. And this really got brought home to me from a lady I had on twice on the show, episode 4 and episode 21. Tendai Togora. Now, Tendai is from Africa. She traveled across here in her early 20s when she was newly wed, and has really worked herself up to be a real amazing coach, spiritual coach, mindset coach, performance coach, and she's incredible here in Melbourne, Australia, and lucky enough to have her on the show twice. I definitely recommend check out episode 4 and episode 21. But it's always about knowing who you are, and really that goes back to sort of knowing your values, knowing your own vision, But sort of knowing what you're about and being totally okay with that. There's no need to really impress people once you know what you want to be and who you are. And being that, that's where the real sort of peace of mind comes from. I really learned this through Tendai and really focusing on who you are and really exemplifying that. And that's where the real magic happens, and that's where your best self comes out. And so through this process, it's all about digging deep and sort of really figuring out your values, and then really living out those and testing those day in, day out, and then making slight adjustments. And this will be a constant process, but with learning from Tendai, it's all about knowing who you are, what your purpose is, what you're here to do, and what impact you can make on the world, because you definitely can. You can make a huge impact on the world, and it can be from as small as to one person to a million people or 10 million people. It can be whole range, and but knowing who you are really is such an integral thing that I took out of 2015, and I learned from Tendai in particular. Number 12. Now, this is interesting, but keeping death in mind. Now, this particularly came to me, and I know it sounds probably a little bit confronting, but keeping death in mind really was from Trav Bell, episode 34, who is the bucket list guy. Obviously, he's all about doing the amazing things before you pass away, and he just sort of brought this home to me. I thought, keeping death in mind is so important, because like Steve Jobs said, no one has found a way to avoid death. No pill, no strategy has ever came close to making people avoid death. So the matter of the fact is that you are going to end up 6 feet or under or spread across the ocean or whatever it is that you desire, but you are not going to escape this. Flat out, you are not going to escape this. So keeping it in mind, in the fact that everyone's headed to the same place, let's be honest, everyone's headed to the same place, and with this, I think it really cuts through what you're doing right now and what you really want to be doing. And I know the old cliche, if this was your last day, you know, would this be what you want to be doing? And it is good to ask yourself that, but also realize that to get sometimes where you want to go, it sometimes takes a little bit of time, a little bit more effort. So if you're not doing exactly what you want to do today, don't panic. And if you're not doing it tomorrow, don't panic either. Same goes for next week, same goes for next month. But set your ship or set your compass where you really want to get to. And making those daily changes in your life, right strategies, getting the right people around you, all these type of things that we talk about here, heading in the right direction, because the fact matter of fact is you're going to die, and that is that. And people are going to stand around you as you get lowered into your coffin and into the ground. And I know it kind of sounds kind of confronting, but I don't think it is. I think it's kind of good in a way. It sort of clears out the old, brings in the new, and this is your opportunity. Whether you're 25 or 55 right now, or 75 or 105 or 15, I don't care what you are. It can happen anytime. No one's guaranteed anything. So the fact is that if you're sitting in a job that you hate, it is an awesome opportunity to keep that in mind and go, fucking hell, I could die tomorrow, die next week. Am I having a crack at what I really want to do? And that's where it comes in and handy to know that this is where we're all headed. And that is why you need to get crystal clear on what you want to do. Like Trav Bell, I definitely recommend get on the number 34 episode. And get clear on what you want to do, what you want to achieve, and start getting into them, because it doesn't last forever. I can guarantee you that. You know, stop acting as if you live twice. Number 13, follow the blueprint. I got this particularly from Dale Beaumont, who is a real super coach, amazing entrepreneur, written a heap of books, been in the personal development industry for a number of years now and really doing some amazing things. He just started his 24-hour, world's first, mind you, 24-hour small business channel. So the guy's an absolute star, and had him on episode 31, which was super. And what I got out of him mainly was following the blueprint. And there is a blueprint for success. You just have to look for it. And this is something I do every day, and I'm looking at myself and looking at people who I admire and really like the results that they have achieved. And I'm thinking and looking and researching the strategies and the things that they did to get what they want, and exactly what you can do. So you can find people who have your results. You can really look at their blueprint, their what they do in, day out, how they act, what their habits are like, what their strategies are like, what their daily rituals are like, and really following that blueprint for success. It's right in front of you. Like, if you had the best athlete on the planet in front of you and asked them what they're doing, I bet you they got the training regime, the diet right, their sleep right, everything. And if you started training like them, you would really see your own performance improve. And the same goes for anything, whether it be, you know, studying for exam or starting a business or trying to become CEO of your company. There's a following a blueprint, and that's what I learned from Dale, and that's what you can learn, is really finding that. And there's going to be multiple. I think a lot of people find different ways, which is cool, because there's more ways than one to, you know, get the result you need, which is awesome. Find the one that works for you. And it might be a combination, but it's really important that you find that blueprint, because it saves a lot of time, saves a lot of mucking around. A lot of people have already been there, done that. You don't have to reinvent the wheel again. You just have to, you know, follow the right things. It's a bit like going into a room and turning on the light switch, and the room gets lit up with light, right? You don't really need to know exactly how the whole electricity works and how the current flows and hits the light bulb, and with all the different materials that forms light that, you know, brings the whole room to life, basically. You don't need to know that. All you need to know is how to flick the switch. So that's sort of similar case to this, and following the blueprint, following what people have done. You don't need to know the absolute ins and outs of it, but you just need to follow what has worked for others, and I can guarantee it'll work for you. Number 14, great strategies equal great results. Now, there's one guy in particular who brought this home to me, and it was episode 36 with Tanzil Ali. Now, Tanzil is the guy who memorized 2 phone books, as I mentioned earlier. Insane guy in this area in particular of strategies, because this whole process of memorizing over 20,000 digits, all those business names, all those business numbers, and mind you, he's a 3-time Australian memory champion as well. He just has a really cool strategies. Like, it's all basically around strategies, and it's about repetition of these great strategies that get him these incredible results. And it made me really think about all the individuals I've had on, about my own stuff, about what other people I see in the elite level doing. It's just about great strategies, and it's so important, and great strategies equal great results. So make sure, again, you're seeing what other people are doing, finding out, but more importantly, implementing these great strategies, because they are what's going to get you from A to B in first place that needs to be, or in the best possible way, because these are the cornerstones of producing results, is the strategy you're using. They're really integral to it, and you definitely need to have great ones. As Tanzil showed, you can do incredible things. So that's number 14. 15, build to scale. Now, this is just more really in regards to business, but I got this, and this comes from Paul Higgins in particular, episode 33. Paul, obviously former director of Coke, and now running his own business. It was super, because he was talking about, obviously, his business is all about helping companies scale and reach, you know, new heights. But I just think it's important, obviously, in business and just building something that can go to really huge heights and really maximize. Obviously, with the world, with internet, with competition, there's so much out there, and you have to be world class to be competitive. And I think building something that can scale, that can get to world class, and not just be, you know, a local champion or a national champion type thing, or a local hero, if you may. It's all about really having something that can build into world class, because if it's not world class, then you're probably not going to be cut the mustard, particularly in the online business, I would say. So that was something I definitely brought out of this year. 16, classic, but something that I just saw again and again and again, persistence. Particularly brought home to me by Steve Baker, which was episode 1. AFL player, but just the way he lived out persistence throughout his football career, now into his own business. But he lived it out to the max. And I just thought, being persistent day in, day out, if you can really master that key learning, just persistent person. If someone described you as persistent person, I think you'd be well on your way to being successful. It's a great quality that we could all strive for and all adopt, and a value that we all should really have to some extent. So if you could basically, that's not a bad way of thinking of it. If you could get someone to the point where they would describe you as a persistent person, I think you'd be well and truly on your way to success in your area. 17, get the right coach. Now, this was really brought to me by Marie Tomkinson, obviously competed at the World Championships in Equestrian last year, or 2014. Super person, being competing on for 40 years, mind you, took it to get to that world stage, which was incredible. But Marie is a super rider, but she really talked about getting the right coach and someone who's well ahead of you, because then you can stay with that person for longer. And what I mean by that, if you just get someone, say, one or two steps ahead of you, whether it be in business or it be in... being an athlete or whatever it is, soon enough you'll take that one or two steps and you'll catch up to them, and then they're not really a good coach to you anymore because they haven't been there, done that, they haven't gone beyond that, therefore won't have the knowledge to pass on to you to help you, you know, avoid the pitfalls and get that success quicker. So what she means by that is find someone who's a good few rungs ahead of you on the ladder, you know, well ahead, so that you can stay with for a longer period of time and therefore work with him and get the results and not have to change coach all the time. And I think it's all really important about getting the right coach. And I think it probably comes across a bit with Adam Didick too, episode 24, if I remember correctly. He's obviously an Olympic coach, you know, by the time he's 30 with Olympic runners and going into Rio again this year. Having the right coach is really integral, and I think getting the right coach for you, whether it be in business, sport, even, you know, studying, whatever it is, make sure someone's, you know, a few steps ahead of you and has really been there, done that, because they'll help you shortcut in a good way. I'm not saying shortcut it in a bad way, I'm saying shortcut just more effective, really, is probably what I'm getting at, to get the results you want. Number 18, cool. Elite diets. Now, this is something I started with Sohail Roshan, which was episode 11. I'm just trying to jog my memory on these episode numbers with these guests. But elite diets with Sohail, good friend of mine, doing incredible in the marketing space online. But he's also really right into elite diets and performance. And I just think, if you are eating crap, as Toby Morrison would say, if you eat crap, you feel crap. And it's exactly what you don't want. You want to be eating to get the maximum out of yourself. You know, it's a big enough challenge starting a business. You know, being an athlete, obviously, they get it. But particularly business, it's a big enough challenge without you, you know, giving yourself giving yourself a slow start, if you like, or a handicap by eating crap and feeling crap and not having the energy. Your energy is really the key thing that's going to get you across the line and into the winner's circle, if you like. And having an elite diet, an elite nutrition plan, elite, you know, drinking the right things in terms of water and getting the right nutrients in your body to perform is integral. And I think you need to look at your diet. And something I've looked at last year, I definitely made gains myself, but still got plenty of ways to go. And it's, I think, something that you could definitely adopt is really get into your diet, have a look at it. It's integral. Even if it's just putting in the green shake in the morning, green veggie shake in the morning, something like along those lines, you know, getting more vegetables in, all those sorts of things. You sort of know what it is to do, but definitely find someone again who's done it, been there, find out what they do and do the same, and just make little changes and keep working on it. But it's something I'm definitely doing as well, and it's going to make all the difference, I think, to your success. Number 19, all emotions are okay. Now, I learned this from Bo Vernon. Now, Bo is a quadriplegic. He had a major accident playing football. Really nothing outwardly different, but just got hit the wrong way and inevitably ended up quadriplegic. Very limited use of his upper body. But almost as okay in the fact that he talked about recovering from that, and he'd go through different things from, you know, from obviously to the crying, to being happy, to being strong, to all, you know, being optimistic, pessimistic, whatever it is. Like, I think he brought home to me that all those emotions are okay, and we're meant to feel different emotions. Like, I think a lot of men in particular hold a lot of things in, but I think it's okay. And like, if you're on a, if you start a business, you'll know all about your up and down. It's like a roller coaster, and I think that's okay. And not getting caught up that you're not always happy all the time, or you're not feeling awesome all the time. I'm not saying we don't strive for happy and awesome all the time, but I'm saying it's okay if you have a down day, or if you're feeling a bit flat, or something's getting to you, or if you do miss that client or lose that client, or don't land that particular role that you wanted, or win that particular race. It's okay to be upset. I think actually Mark Dobson, I remember, mentioned he to me that he had a client who stuffed up on, I think it was a business deal, if I remember correctly. Long story short, so everyone was sort of trying to get around this lady and sort of cuddle her and go, oh, it's okay. And he was like, no, she can feel those emotions, feel what it feels like to make that mistake and really absorb it a bit more, rather than everyone just saying it's okay, because it wasn't okay. It wasn't the result she wanted. It wasn't the outcome that she wanted. And it's emotion that she needs to feel for next time to understand the importance of getting it right and getting this particular action that she didn't get right correct. And I just thought that was cool. And I think all emotions are okay in the fact that they need them to help drive you in different areas. And Bo brought this, obviously Mark Dobbo brought this along. And I just thought, your emotion's okay. So if you're feeling flat, happy, strong, down, optimistic, pessimistic, excited, whatever it may be, they're okay. But as long as you're really harnessing them, I guess, and putting them towards your goals is really important. But don't get too upset that you're feeling a bit all over the shop when you're really pushing yourself. Because when you're pushing yourself, you're uncomfortable. When you're uncomfortable, these emotions do come out, and which is only going to get stronger and better as time goes on. But you constantly want to put yourself in those moments of uncomfortableness, if that's a word, to get those results. So definitely, all emotions are okay. And the final one, number 20 out of 20 key learnings. It's a classic, but it's a goodie. It's simple, and it's one that we just all need to finish off and get reminded with, is have fun. Simple, I know, sometimes very challenging to get, but a couple of guys, Simon Madden in particular and Trav Belligan, brought this home to me. They just need to have fun with what you do and love what you do, and be happy with what you do, and have a laugh, and enjoy yourself, and be relaxed. A lot of the time, laughing and joking around a bit really produces some amazing results, and really gets enjoyable, and makes your day really enjoyable, where you love to be. So make sure you're having fun with what you're doing. Don't get upset and always be so serious with what you do. And it's something I definitely work on. I definitely get serious on what I do, because I really enjoy and take it very seriously, if you like, and really want to do the absolute best for you folks out there all across the world. But having fun too, and just joking around. So definitely do that, and I think your day and week in life will be that much better for it. So there we have it. There is my 20, and this is obviously episode 41. But 20 out of 20, I'll just recap the last 10. Know who you are, keep death in mind, follow the blueprint. Great strategies equal great results. Build to scale. Persistence. Get the right coach. Elite diet. All emotions are okay. And have fun. So excited to finish that up. Hope you love that. Part two of our key learnings for 2015. All these crazy, amazing, good guests. Thank you so much to those guests. They were super. If you ever seen them on Twitter, Facebook, give them a shout out. Say thank you for coming on. Definitely check that stuff out. Go to Elite Team Leadership and check their stuff out there as well. .com.au, mind you. And obviously all the social media as well, guys. So hope you really love that recap, learnings of 2015. I know I got a lot out of it. Yeah, show notes, eliteteamleadership.com.au. And also, if you can subscribe and give us a bit of a review and a rating on iTunes, that really helps us out.
I'm going to bring some really super amazing guests for 2016. I'm actually super excited to get stuck into them. But starting next week, first guest for the year. It's going to be awesome. So get on that and look forward to it. So guys, big year ahead. Get stuck in, get after it, and empower your life.